Schuss to be able right after Avdallah to share a few words of Torah, because Avodah is to take all of the Yontav of Shavuos and not stop learning and not stop growing. So right away we have the schuss to learn together. I want to start just with a very quick story that some in the room, my mishpacha, shared with already. Whoever knows that last Thursday night I was supposed to be going to Eretz Yisrael for 3 days for Shloshim Yom Hagbalah. Last minute, the trip was canceled. And one of the things that I was very disappointed about as a kohen, I always have such excitement. I have such excitement to go to Eretz Yisrael, to be able to duchen, to be able to say Berachas Kohanim, which we don't have that opportunity here every single day as an Ashkenaz Yid in Chutz Laaretz. So I was down, I was disappointed about that. I was going to land in Eretz Yisrael Erev Shabbos. My first morning would have been Shabbos morning. So here I'm here Shabbos and then in Chutz Laaretz. And Baruch Hashem, I had at least a simcha. Rabbi Avi Weber, Talmud Chover, colleague now, I'm very close to, he had a baby, and the bris was going to be Shabbos, I thought I was going to miss it, Baruch Hashem, I had the schus to be there, I had the schus to name the baby, it was very, very special, at least something, a chizek, a nechama, but more than that, I get to the shul, and I didn't realize before, he lives in Northwood, Mer, and he made a special minyan in Or Torah. I didn't realize until I got there, but Or Torah, the main minyan Or Torah, not where he was going to have his minyan, but the main minyan Or Torah is a Svardi minyan. And the Chevra knows Svardim duchen every single day. So I had this chus, I went, and I shachris, worked it out, timing perfectly, I davened with the minyan, Rabbi Weber's minyan, but I duchen shachris, and mamish had tears, it was so special, such a chus, the Rabbi Nisham said, that morning I was supposed to duchen, and if it wasn't going to be in Eretz Yisrael, it was going to be here in Chutz Laaretz. And then right when we finished the bris, we walk out, and they're up to duchening for Musaf. And I had this chus to duchen by Musaf as well. There was only two kohanim, there was only one other kohanim myself. Which you wouldn't even say kohanim if I wasn't there. It was mamish a very, very special chus, and a big chizik to see the Rabbi Nisham by my side. And thinking about it now, or earlier today, this week, Parshas Naso, right after Shavuos, we go right into Parshas Naso, which is Birchas Kohanim. Right after, that's what we're going straight into. Another chizik again, Birchas Kohanim. Now the bracha that we make on Birchas Kohanim, we say that it should be Shekichana b'Kedusha Oso Shal Aaron v'Tivano Levarach Hazama Yisrael bi'ahava. That specifically we should bless Bnei Yisrael bi'ahava with love. The Magen Avraham, based on the Zohar, says any kohen that doesn't have ahava, doesn't have love, doesn't have mercy for Bnei Yisrael, for his amim, can't duchen, can't make a bracha. It has to be ba'ava. In fact, there's a famous Gemara Megillah Daf Chav Zayin Mebeis. The Gemara there says, the Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua asked him why was he zoicha to live long years, and he says because he never duchened without a bracha. Such a chiddush. Baruch Hashem, I could say sitting here that I never duchened without a bracha. My son Shmuel Yaakov could say he never duchened without a bracha. Could be there are times we miss duchening, but that's another story. But if we're going to duchen, vivad we duchen with a bracha. What's such a chiddush? Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, he never duchened without a bracha. So the Heiliger of Simcha Bunim Migor, the Leiv Simcha, says what it meant was not just he didn't say the bracha. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua, every time he duchened and he said the bracha, ba'ava, he lived that. He felt that love for every member of Klal Yisrael. He felt the mercy for every member of Klal Yisrael. And that's why he was zoicha to live a long life. He was needed in this world because of that love. And that's what it means, he never duchened without a bracha. I think the Rabbi Nisham sending us this message, this is what we're learning and this is what we're learning right after Shavuos. Because we know Vada, the hachana for all Shavuos, the prerequisite was Vayichin Yisrael Neged Har Kishecha B'lei V'chad. Sviras Omer was all about building our Midos Tovos, learning from what the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva didn't do properly, and we had Kavod Elazah. But then you enter into the Shavuos, and we're focusing on Talmud Torah, and Kabbalah Torah, and Levana Torah, Ben Adam L'makom. Right after Shavuos, we have a Parshas Naso and Birchas Kohanim to remind us all the learning and all the connection to Torah and Rabban Hashem. With all of that, don't forget the Ben Adam L'chavero. All of that to teach us derech eret kadmal Torah, that we should use our connection to Torah and our connection to Hashem to have Ava for every member of Klal Yisrael, to spread Torah, to be makariv others of Torah. That bracha, a bracha is chal on each and every one of us when we have Ava for each other. Yisrael kachabrichi v'reis achadhi. When we're one with Torah, we should be one with Hashem, and then we're one with each other as well. That even those of us in the room are not kohanim, that we not just those of us are kohanim to make a bracha b'ava, but all of us should always have that Ava for each other. And be zoicha then, that the chizik of Shavuos and Kabbalah's Torah should be with us. V'yichin shal negedar kishachad v'lev achad. You should be with us not just for Shavuos, but for the entire year of Ezra Shabbos Baruch. Hail your Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.